Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, thanks for listening today. Thanks for listening every day. Greatly appreciate those of you who make us a part of your daily routine. I want to send a special shout out to somebody. Somebody listening right now, very good friend of mine. You know, it was around a year ago that I officially fell in love with Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And more specifically, Hochatown. And we'd go out there with the kids, and it's not even a three-hour drive, and it's one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen. And they've got these just gorgeous cabins out there. And there's one area in particular that's nicer than everything else in Hochatown. And there is a brewery there. And so, as you can imagine, when I'm trying to learn the lay of the land, get to know everybody there, I start going to this brewery. It's called Mountain Fork Brewery. And it's incredible. They won all sorts of awards. And so my friend Mark McDaniel is listening. He owns that brewery. We've been able to talk beer, talk cabins, talk life. I just think the world of this guy, one of the nicest folks you could ever meet. And he owns most of that. He owns a ton of land out there. Just a phenomenal dude. So it's an honor to have him in town listening right now. He told me he was listening. That's a really cool thing. So thanks for listening, Mark. We appreciate it, brother. And I'm going to Hochatown next week.
Next week?
I'm on vacation.
Yeah, when are you off?
I work Monday and Tuesday, and then Skin comes back Wednesday right when I leave. So I'll be gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the Monday, Tuesday of that next week. But Skin, right when I... We'll kind of pass the vacation baton.
You've done a very genius thing. Two-day work week, vacation combined with the weekend days, and then when you return, you have a three-day work week.
Yes.
And then weekend coming up. That's the way to do it.
Yep.
I mean, the 1 week thing, and then you're right back at it, tired from vacation.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Yeah. Christina's going to learn, though. She's still young in this game, you know? She's going to learn.
That's what I've always done, too, but there's nobody, like, Skin is so smart. Skin is always, and it's sometimes it'll grind you down, but he's thinking about 37 things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about the thing that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. This is an example where it really pays off how smart he is, because he's always thinking of, this is his design. His design, that's why he did. His design is don't take off Monday through Friday, take off middle of the week through the middle of the next week.
Pretty smart.
Really smart.
But not everyone can do that.
That's
not true. All jobs allow people to do that.
That's
yeah, true. Very true. Very true.
I haven't used any of my days yet, I don't think.
Yeah, what are you doing? How many? You're stacking.
Dude, I just love taking November and December off.
Take 2 months off.
Yeah.
It is nice,
though. I don't think I get that many days.
Yeah.
I'll be gone in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
Our listeners are like, yes, he's gone.
No, we need you. We need you every second of every show. So what, you had something, though.
Oh, yeah, I got something here before we go to around the wildlife. So, you know, yesterday the Cowboys had their whole thing, and Jerry Jones talked about they're going to try to get the whole roster vaccinated, whatever, mm-hmm. and that they were like, we did the math because they were at 77%, according to the Cowboys, and they said they've got players that are in the pipeline, so they've got players they think are going to get vaccinated. Well, the NFL announced today that if any NFL game has to be forfeited because of a team that had a COVID outbreak because of a player who was unvaccinated, then the whole team doesn't get their paycheck.
Woo!
And that is some extreme lawmaking on the fly by the NFL.
Yeah.
That puts so much pressure on a guy like Cole Beasley, who's saying, hey, I don't want to get vaccinated. And now the league's saying, that's fine, but if you cause an outbreak on your team and your team can't play a game because of an outbreak, your team forfeits the game and you don't get paid. None of your teammates get paid.
Well, we have a tweet from an NFL player who's actually a bigger name than Cole Beasley.
Oh!
DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best wide receivers in the league.
In the league.
Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Oh my God. That could be just a little attention ploy, a way of saying that he's against the NFL's ruling today or decision today. I don't think he's going to retire. But he is putting that out there, and that's a big name, man. That's one of the best players in the league saying that.
So. Yeah.
That is an extreme decision by the NFL.
It is. It is very, like...
It's like there's probably going to be lawsuits or something.
It's like you're welcoming lawyers into the mix, but the NFL doesn't care.
Here's what matters the most legally on this. Did the Players Association sign off on this, or did they already secede control of this decision? Because if they did, there's no legal recourse for anybody.
This is one reporter named Kimberly Martin. She says, I've spoken to NFL players who feel the league changed its tune, going from it's your choice to get the COVID vaccine now and feeling forced. Yeah.
Well, every story now is about the it's non-vaccinated people, and it's specifically addressing them because 99% of the deaths now are happening to people that haven't been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so now people have totally turned their attention to that. But what's interesting is where, unfortunately, and we don't do politics on this show. We love you no matter what your politics are. We don't care. But this was politicized. And it was part, you know, it happened during an election. And so that's always problematic. Because once something gets politicized, people really get dug in. Because it's like people get dug in on politics more than they do about college football.
Yeah.
And so people really dig in and say, well, your side's getting vaccinated. My side is not. My side is doing it the right way. But now even people that politicized it are saying, ooh, sorry about that. We don't want to. Yeah, Fox News and all these politicians are now saying, hey, we may need to tap the brakes. Let's go ahead and all get vaccinated. Time out. And so, yeah, but if you're an NFL player, or anybody, and you've gone this long and you've decided not to get vaccinated, I respect your decision. It's not my personal decision. Yeah. I respect everybody for their own process. Maybe there's a legitimate reason why you can't get it or don't want to get it. I don't know. But this is kind of what we talked about. You may get into a situation where the world changes and the world is open for people who are vaccinated and the world is closed for people who have not yet been vaccinated. And that's just going to be... You know, as we try to filter our way through that, it's crazy. But that's not what I'm saying. That's what the NFL is saying. They're saying,
yeah,
if you're not vaccinated, you're going to cost your teammates money.
And I know people are, like, tired of hearing about this stuff. But, like, what I'll say is this is just an extension of the story at the Houston Hospital from a month ago where that Houston Hospital said to a bunch of their nurses, like 100 nurses, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't work here. And they all lost their job.
Yeah.
Like... So this is now players are starting to get the news here, right? Because this just came out a couple hours ago. Players starting to get the news. This is from Matthew Judon, who plays for the Ravens. The NFL Players Association effing sucks. Except he's
okay. So he's saying there's no legal recourse because they agreed to it.
They agreed to it.
And this is
that most players don't know that.
What Cole was saying, Cole Beasley became the poster boy for we're not getting vaccinated. but Cole was saying there's a ton of people in the league who feel like I do. They just don't have the balls to come out and say it, and he does. And so it'll be real interesting to see. Now, when you're making that much money, do you have that ability to go make that much money anywhere else?
No.
No.
You do not.
Yeah.
And so that's a tough decision.
Now,
I mean, DeAndre...
If you made money, though, like DeAndre Hopkins has...
Then, yeah, maybe you decide...
Well, easier for a guy like him.
I don't want to go make this money anymore. I've got enough money. I've made a decision. I'm good.
The minimum wage guys, though, on NFL rosters, you know, they can't do that.
Right.
You know, but he can. And this is where... I don't know. I just think it's going to be... Oh, man, there's a... He deleted his tweet already. This is just coming down, dude.
DeAndre did?
Yeah, he deleted his tweet. So... Now, people have screen grabbed it, of course. But, yeah, he's deleting his tweet now.
It's tough, man.
You're going to see players, though. They're going to get loose on the Twitter, and they're going to do all that. And I think it's extreme of the NFL. I don't think they should be allowed to do that personally. But
all I know is this.
The NFL's always done their own thing. I don't think the NFL should be, you know, judging, like on the suspensions for domestic abuse all those years. You know, they were being very penal in different cases. I mean, Zeke got that suspension. And that, remember, that thing was going and getting appealed in all those years. And, like, there was never really any full proof. Like, so it was like this big, long thing that went on all year long. And he was allowed to play until he wasn't and he had to take his medicine. So
here's how I feel. I feel like we've all been put in such a horrible situation. This pandemic has been brutal on all of us, on everybody. And then in America to happen in a political season... You know, during an election has just further complicated it. I just got love for everybody. If you know, whatever your decision is on this, now I pray that you're able to make it. I pray that it's the right one for you. I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know that anyone does. So we're just all in a really rough situation. But if you haven't been vaccinated yet, and all these stories are for you now, you know, that's like, okay, are you going to get vaccinated? And if not, okay, you, like that hospital, you can't work.
Yeah.
You, the NFL is saying you can't, if you're not vaccinated, we respect your decision, but you, basically they're saying you can't work here.
There are probably some companies out there where our listeners are dealing with this.
Yeah.
I bet there are listeners who are not vaccinated and don't want to get vaccinated, and their company may be like telling them, I bet it's not many yet because you haven't seen a lot of this. And it is extreme to for a workplace to say, I mean, what if we were unvaccinated and iHeart said, you've got to get vaccinated or you can't do the show?
See, that would piss me off.
I mean, I think we would ultimately do it, though, right?
Yeah, but
I think
then it would be like, so maybe you're thinking about getting it, but then once your business is like, have to. Yeah, like, well, now I don't want to because you told me
right,
I have to.
But what are your options?
And since
for me, I have to work. I have to pay my mortgage.
Yeah,
I have to raise my family. We have to buy groceries. I don't have an option. If it's either get the vaccine or you can't work, then I'm in line for the vaccine, which I already did get the vaccine, but I don't have that option.
Let's change the hypothetical. Since everyone on this show is vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
Let's say if iHeart said, you have to get your nipples pierced, otherwise you can't do the show.
Then hello nipple piercing. I'm going to get the most badass, extravagant, expensive nipple piercings you've ever seen.
Skin's already got his done back
right?
in college.
Yep.
Okay, so it's something else extreme, though.
There's nothing.
If there was anything,
nipple piercing's pretty extreme.
What if they told you you got to kill a guy?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to go to prison.
There's Jerry. He said he would do that to win the Super Bowl.
He did not
say
that.
You have to go streaking in rush hour on the high five.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can't do your job.
Okay.
I'm saying things that you ideally don't want to do, I would go streak. Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
It's fine.
If I knew
raise in.
Yeah. I'd get arrested.
All right, she sounded like she's just in no matter what.
Well, I'll do it today.
I'll race you to Garland.
Yeah.
Can I wear a cowboy hat?
I don't live in Garland anymore, but yeah.
I was going to say, it was something that you wouldn't want to do. Like, I wouldn't want to get my ears pierced. That's a sensitive area.
It doesn't hurt.
I doesn't.
So you could compare
what
it to that.
What about septum? Your nose, the nose ring.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is these things are difficult. They're hard. And I feel for people that are now in this situation feeling cornered.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Here we are with the world. No one asked for any of this. It's sucked for everybody.
What if you had to get butt pumps?
What is that?
Like a butt lift.
Oh, another one?
Or butt implants.
Are they paying for it?
Well, if you had to get butt implants to keep your job.
These last ones were so expensive.
I actually, as a gag gift, I buy a lot of gag gifts.
Uh-huh.
For all the friends in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bought for Kavanaugh, I bought him some, like, butt lift shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And I just never gave them to him. So there's a package.
At your house?
I just never, yeah.
Well,
so there's a package of butt lift shorts just laying in my closet. Nah, I've only never tried them on once.
Uh-huh.
I was asked to give the gift of gag one time, but I just didn't feel like it. It just didn't make me feel comfortable. But right now, it's time for this.
Monkeys. Bears. Snakes. Crocs. Duckbill platypuses. What do they all have in common? They're animals. And they'll f***ing kill you. The Ben and Skin Show is here to keep you informed and save your life as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Actually, I have some audio here. We'll start with a cougar story. Saw this on Instagram. Dolly Parton.
Hey. Today is July 20. It's my husband Carl's birthday. And you're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on the Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy. So I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years. And I'm not going to try to talk him out of that. And I hope he agrees. What do you think? Anyway, what I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot in this little outfit. And I had a cover made of the new Dolly, or the old new Dolly. And in the first one, Steve, remember this? I was kind of a little butterball in that one. Well, I'm string cheese now. But he'll probably think I'm cream cheese, I hope. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So what do you think? You think Playboy ought to pay me for at least a photo shoot? I do.
Man, it's a really confusing video on a lot of levels.
Why?
But the first thing, well, I mean, look, you got to get past the first layer. The first layer is if you have sensitive eyes, you'd be blinded by our jugs that are just sticking out there.
In a great way.
For America. Great way.
For America.
For a 75-year-old to have jugs like that.
Listen.
I mean, that's a, if you don't believe in science, I don't know what to tell you.
When Dolly Parton was in her prime.
I'll show you those boobs.
She was a major league pitcher. Her fastball was coming in at 117 miles an hour. She's still getting it up there at about 87 miles an hour. Maybe 86, 85 with a little movement. But she's still throwing a baseball, which is the key. And I think she's a magnificent woman. I love all the cool things she's done. Like, she's all about racial equality. She's had some really powerful things that she's said and done over the last few years. And I don't want to say reinvented herself because she's always been that. And I love that here she is, still sexy at 75, and still committed to her relationship, and she did it in a classy, cool way. I think she is an awesome human being. I'm a big fan of Dolly.
Did you guys see the video completely? Did you see it too, Christine?
I haven't seen the video, but I know it stopped Alfie down yesterday. He couldn't get through a traffic report.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Dolly's way hotter than her husband, Carl, of 57 years? Because
The thing I saw, was he in that picture? Because it looked like...
You see Carl sitting on a couch.
I thought he was a guy.
And you see the back of his head.
I thought it was a guy in a wheelchair at a retirement home. And she was going to cause him to have a heart attack.
He's very nursing home. I was like, she's going to give him a lap dance now. Because he's kind of in that position. Like, he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
But tell me, Christina, you're watching the video?
I'm just looking at pictures of him. Carl.
I want some applesauce.
How's he look, though? How's his face?
I mean,
You don't see his face.
She could do way better.
Hey.
What? Hey, it's true love.
True love,
57
ma'am.
Years.
Yeah, you're right.
Since she was 18, she's been in love with Carl.
It's Dolly Parton.
Well, he's hot Carl.
Yeah.
And,
finally found him.
I see what you're saying, though. Like R.I.P. Burt Reynolds. But if Burt reynolds was alive, you're saying that's what
yeah,
you think
absolutely.
She'd be hooked up with?
Yes.
This. But, dude, two mega sex stars together, sex symbols together,
yes.
I don't know.
Maybe it's too much. The universe won't allow it.
Yeah.
Now, I want to play this. I'm not sure where I'm at. We need to discuss the food options that she was discussing.
Now that, and I hope he agrees. What do you think? Anyway, what I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot in this little outfit, and I had a cover made of the new Dolly, or the old new Dolly. And in the first one, Steve, remember this? I was kind of a little butterball.
What's that mean?
Okay, butterball is butterball turkey.
Yeah.
And like butter bean, the boxer. So she's saying she was plump and juicy and a little chunky.
She wasn't chunky. She looked fine.
She's saying that. She's being self-deprecating.
Yeah, okay. She was not a butterball, though.
She's
she
never
looked
been
fine.
Chunky.
Yeah. She's been busty.
Chunky. She's been chunky.
Has she?
Yeah.
I'd call it curvy.
Definitely curvy.
Some would say voluptuous.
Yeah, voluptuous, but...
But...
She was curvy.
Okay, so butterball. She's a butterball back when she posted. And then, now she's...
In that one? Well, I'm string cheese now.
String cheese. Now, I don't find string cheese to be a sexy food.
I think string she's cheese. Saying...
She's skinny and in good shape now?
Yeah, she's tiny now.
Yeah.
Tiny
she's saying
Aurea.
She's skinny and, yeah, like string cheese.
How does she hold those things up? Ginormous. Basketballs.
Gotta be like...
It's painful.
A pulley system in the house or something that...
It's clear that Dr. Death did not work on her spine because she's... Now, what's Carl's going to think what?
But he'll probably think I'm cream cheese.
I don't understand.
Ma'am.
Someone walk me through this.
Okay. She's saying cream cheese is a delicious treat.
Is it? Is that what she's saying?
I don't know. He'll probably think I'm cream cheese.
Won't you, Carl?
She says that she was a butterball. Now she's string cheese. But Carl, who
Carl's sitting there
clearly
going,
is immobile.
What?
Give me my milk. My milk.
And Carl really loves dairy. He thinks I'm going to be cream cheese. He's going to spread me on a bagel.
Sir!
Oh, Dolly. Oh. And then she like...
Anyway, I'm going to surprise.
See, I don't know if that's... I've never heard that term used.
I wouldn't. Once a guy gets to be 75, don't surprise him anymore. Boo! I mean, you're like... You're 75.
Especially
like,
Carl.
That is the... Yeah, don't sneak up on anybody at 75. It's like,
especially Carl. He could get lost in there if he went for a motorboat ride. I mean, they're bigger than his head, dude. Unbelievable, yeah. Dolly.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had a girl, Dolly. That's our cougar story of the day and around the wildlife.
Fantastic. Coming up next, the Today Game. Don't miss it. A cast of characters that deserves to be respected and acknowledged today. Then we've got a Christina's cookie jar coming your way. And then exploding houses in DFW. Film at 11. Why you must listen.